Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rebay. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hour number two here, and looking forward to hanging out with this guest. Carlo Colaiacovo joins us here from up in Toronto. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. I'll also make note that the Sabres Islanders tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:30 pregame show on MSG, 6 o'clock on WGR 550. Here's the wrinkle I'll throw at you before we get into the conversation. Dustin Tokarski is not on the ice for the Sabres morning skate. Allmark and Hauser are the goalies, so maybe Allmark can still be the e-bug. We don't know the circumstances just yet. Tokarski probably not on the ice, maybe just resting for tonight's game, right? Maybe?
I would think so, yeah.
So on that note, I guess I'll just say good morning, Carlo. First of all, welcome to the
show.
Welcome back to the show.
You know what? I always enjoy the invitation to come join you guys. I listen to you guys every day in my car between 12, when I'm in the car from 10 to 12. You guys were my staple when I was actually going into the studio and actually leaving my show at 10 in the morning. You guys would be my 10 to 11 every morning coming home from the studio. So,
well, we would like to believe, Carlo, that the Instigators were influential in your media beginnings.
100%. Yes, you guys played a big role when I came in and did
not the only issues. Role, but we would like to think that we weren't the only role, but maybe we had, you know, a little bit of a spark plug there.
I love what you guys do. It's always, you guys are fun, you're entertaining, and that's what this business is about, right? It's about enjoying the people you work with and creating fun and entertaining conversations around the sport of hockey, you know, sports in general, whatever it may be. And I must say, you guys played a big part in that. I was actually disappointed you guys didn't offer me in the beginning an opportunity to join you guys as the Instigators. Why I moved to Toronto right here.
We have enough with Marty Biron. I'm going to tell you right now.
He's everywhere, that guy, eh?
Media mogul.
He is.
Well,
you guys got quite the setups, man. I love in the backgrounds. I mean, this is the new age. What do you call it? Radio in the worlds that we're living in, where you're operating from home. And by the way, I absolutely love that we transitioned to that. And it's about the backgrounds. Everybody gets judged on the backgrounds now, what you've got in the background. So as you can see here, I don't know if you guys can see, but I know you teased out that face plant of mine on social media.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Somebody here, I don't know if you guys can see it in the actual screen, but somebody actually made an artwork. Look at that.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, go to @TheInstigators on Twitter. And Carlo tweeted it out the other day. And it's you sliding into the boards and you hit the boards and you make this face of pain.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a camera in the corner and they happened to catch it, right? So go check it out.
I still can't believe to this day. And it's the funniest thing out there. And, you know, I like to poke fun at myself. But the fact that there was an actual camera right there in the moment where my face hit the glass, like you talk about the perfect timing, and you guys have played in Detroit, right? The old Jewel Owens Arena.
Yeah.
Those boards are brick walls. Like there's no give. So what I was trying to do on that play was obviously stop a breakaway by sliding, but my momentum carried me into the boards and I just tried to lift myself up so I wouldn't, so I'd brace myself for impact. But those ledgers are just as hard as the boards themselves. And when I lifted myself up, my knee pads, I got no protection on the top of my knees. So obviously my knees were the ones that hurt the most because, you know, you bang right into that ledger there on the boards or whatever they call those. I think they're called ledgers. Yeah. The things off
it's the bottom. It's absolutely hysterical. The face.
And like, yeah, like it hurt.
Was that fresh ice?
Probably middle of the period.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, you guys were definitely dominating because the fresh ice, I mean, you flew into those boards. Yeah. And did you lose any teeth? Nothing? Like
nothing, man. Just like I said, because I braced myself up, it wasn't my face that made contact. It was actually my knees that made the worst contact because, you know, it's like neon wall.
So you made that, you made that sound because of your knees?
Yes. Yes.
Oh man. Yeah. I'm just going to have to say soft.
We're showing it here. We're showing it here.
And so last week there was this great question that was posed on Twitter last week was name a famous sports moment that you want to hang in the Louvre. So I'm like, I got to go with this. Could you imagine this picture? This, like we talk about NFTs nowadays, and I just saw Jack Eichel just released one of his own. Like, I should probably find a way to own the licensing rights for this. Nobody will ever replicate what I was able to pull off there.
Carlo, what makes this perfect is the impact. You see the pain straight up, but you fall backwards. He's falling backwards while still making the, that's the best part. It's like you're dying a slow death there. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG joined with Carlo Koliakovo up in Toronto. And I don't know if you've seen here, Carlo, I know you're following the whole league and everything, but you know, Sabres, you know, going through some goalie issues. Now Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen went down the other day, but can you gently kind of sum up the Sabres season from what you've seen from Canada?
I'll gently summarize it now because, you know, there's a lot more positivity around the group. And I think you guys would say the same thing, but for the most part of the year, it's been miserable. You know, I love my time in Buffalo, even though it was only 1 year. The fans really make it a special place to play. And I believe when I was there, they were starting to trend in the right direction. They just drafted Jack Eichel. He just finished his rookie season. You know, you had a full year of Evander Kane. You traded for Ryan O'Reilly. You had Sam Reinhart, Jake McCabe, Rasmus. You had a lot of good pieces. And I think what was really successful the year I was there was you had a good mix of young guys and veteran players that were able to at least control some of the bad things that were happening, like David Legault, Brian Gionta, Josh Georges, Mike Weber was a guy there too that year. And so there was some hope and positivity, but I think what they lost track of the year that I left and sort of what they've been struggling to go through now is having those older guys around to help lead the younger guys into helping them understand, you know, what it takes to win at this level and what it takes to do the right things every day to make yourself not only a successful team, but a successful organization. And this is no knock on Jack Eichel because Jack Eichel is a great player and, you know, there's a lot to like about him, but it's a lot to ask from him as a young guy to be the captain of this team when things are going so miserably bad, because he's the guy that's got to face the brunt of it every time. And there isn't somebody there to help him with the load of it, or at least help him, you know, take some of that attention away. and you know, the brunt of the load. So I kind of feel bad for Dak in that retrospect. But
and not just be allowed to focus on hockey.
Exactly. I mean, you want him to be the face of the franchise. You want him to carry this team. You want him to be perform on the ice, but then you want him to answer all the tough questions in the media too. And that's why, so I obviously I'm here covering the Maple Leafs in Toronto, but you kind of look at the difference here in Toronto and Buffalo. Toronto, all this talk when they were trying to name a captain, everybody was saying, it's got to be Matthews. And I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be Matthews. Why do you want Matthews being the best player of the team that has to answer all the tough questions? Let it be John Tavares. John Tavares is that guy that can just come in. He knows the role because he's played it. He can handle all the tough questions in the media, and he can answer questions in a way where he's sort of groomed himself to take the pressure off the team when things are going bad. You know, if you put a guy like Austin Matthews in that situation, not only that, you're beating the kid up mentally now, because when the team is struggling, he's probably struggling himself in his own game. But now he has to answer all the questions with the struggles of his team. You just don't want that. You want these young kids to come in and just play. Just play, have fun, and just do what they're wanting to do.
So what you're saying is you have these elite young players on Toronto. You know, Morgan Riley's, I consider, a younger guy. Mitchie Marner, Austin Matthews, William Nylander. They have some really good young defense. And they went and they've started to build this older group of players. Joe Thornton gets brought in this year. We all know Jumbo. Not only is he a competitor, and there is no question about it, when it's game time, there's no one more dialed in. But I'm going to tell you, he also takes care of himself off the ice, which is very important. And he loves to have fun. He doesn't take anything for granted. Jason Spezza is another guy that they brought in a couple years ago. This year, they brought in Wayne Simmonds. They brought in that toughness, that physicality, a guy that still's got game left in him. And he is there playing a role, helping these young guys feel very comfortable. Zach Bogosian, bigger, stronger, more physical, older guy. Nick Foligno.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to get a better leader? Are you going to get a better role player? Like, Nick Foligno's not being asked to go out there and say, we need you to produce all this offense. We need you. No, he's going to play a role, a piece to the puzzle.
Go be Nick Foligno.
Go be Nick Foligno. But you have these young, highly skilled players that are surrounded by this huge group of guys that have either been captains for their other teams, but guys that have been through the thick and thin of the National Hockey League grind for years and years.
And the reason why they've been around so long, Riv, is because they know what they need to do on a daily basis. They do the right things. These guys are pros. This is why they've lasted this long. And that stuff there is infectious. You want your younger players seeing that, and you want your younger players, you know, embracing that and embracing that for themselves. And when it's almost like, you know, monkey see, monkey do. Whatever you see, you're going to do as yourself. So if you're growing up into that, it helps you mature a little bit more as a hockey player and as a pro. And so when you're not surrounding those guys with it, which is what I don't think Buffalo has done a good enough job in, you know, in sort of their decade of losing here, is the importance of having more of those older, but not only just older players, the right older players that understand what it takes, how to be a pro, the things that you need to do both on and off the ice, because you still want to have fun doing this process. But just those names that you mentioned, those guys are having a lot of fun off the ice, but they know when they come to rink, it's business and business as usual. And listen, losing doesn't help that, because losing just creates more negative attention, more negative thoughts. And
there's been no more negative year in the last 10 years than this year. And a year where, you know, excuses could have been made. There were none. And I think the off-season acquisitions here, Carlo, are one of those reasons why it was so negative, right? Because I thought Eric Staal was going to be that guy this year. I was hoping Taylor Hall, and, you know, there were moments where we saw him talking to young guys on the bench, and I was like, oh, I love this. Look at this. I love this. This is exactly what we need. And then it's just, they're just, it just wasn't the right fit. But I just,
Like, okay. Kevin Adams went out and did the things that we all wanted him to do. You know, he went.
Cody Eakin.
Yeah.
Cody Eakin was another one.
Yeah.
Missed on all of them. Like, and
I agree exactly what you're saying, but we went out and got Cody Eakin, who's, you know, 30 years old, who has been around, who's played on multiple teams. You know, he's a good hockey player. We went and got Eric Staal, who, you know, listen, I mean, he's 36 years old. Brings intangibles. Yeah, brings all of the intangibles, gives a guy for Jack Eichel to kind of, like, you know, be around, kind of learn from. Taylor Hall is a true professional. He's had a really nice career. But holy jump. Yeah. Can you ever drop a ball more than, you know, all of those guys collectively? And it just seems like, you know, Kevin Adams did all the right moves.
Yeah, no, and I couldn't agree more. I thought for the one off season that Kevin Adams had in his short tenure, I thought he did a pretty good job at putting the right pieces together with this team. And let's not forget the, you know, the COVID situation that basically shut down the season for the Sabres, you know, for almost 2 weeks, and, you know, the recovery from that, you know, I don't know. I haven't been through it. I know some guys that have been through it. We've seen examples in the league this year of teams that have gone through it that have had a hard time rebounding from that. But you guys would know best. There is clearly a disconnect between the players and the coaches. And I think some of the things that factored into the negativity around the Sabres has to have been the way some of the players were treated by the coaching staff and the stubbornness behind the coaching staff not to make the necessary adjustments that this team needed to find success. Like, all I kept hearing was he was stuck in his own ways. He only believed in the things he believed in. At some point, you got to understand what you have and find the best way to utilize it. I mean, it's no secret that the Sabres boast one of the worst contracts in the NHL in Jeff Skinner. And that's not Jeff Skinner's fault. No, that's a contract that he was given by the old regime, but he's still a good player. Find a way to maximize, you know, what you can get the most out of Jeff Skinner. I just don't think the coaching staff did enough of that. And then start healthy scratching him. And that just creates more negative attention towards your team. So it was just a snowball effect of negativity with this team. And ultimately it just came to a point where they couldn't take it anymore.
Carlo Koliakovo joining Craig and Andrew here on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. I have some amazing news for everybody at 11:30. Amazing news.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing, amazing news for everybody. It goes back to something we talked about at the start of the show. Carlo, I don't want to – do you want to hear what it is?
Yeah, man, you're teasing me with this. You got to tell me.
Oh, that's great. I'll tease everybody with this. No, I won't spoil it, but because I know you have to go at, like, you know, we only have like 10 more minutes with you, and there's a lot of other things I wanted to talk about, like what do the Sabres do with Jack Eichel and stuff. But, you know, Craig and I were talking at the start of the show, and I'm really sorry to interrupt with this, but it really makes me happy to hear this. Michael Hauser is going to start tonight. And, you know, the Sabres have had all these goalie issues this year, and this guy's been along for the ride. He has not played a pro game all year. He's never played an NHL game. He was in the East Coast League last year with two teams. He spent time in the minors. He's a London Knight. He's an American kid born from Youngstown, Ohio. Here's the amazing thing about Michael Hauser, which I did not know until just moments ago. It would be more than just an incredible accomplishment because he's here, as this person writes. He was born with bilateral club feet. He had 14 surgeries before he was two, and doctors were concerned he'd even be able to, that he'd be unable to walk, let alone stop a 100-mile-an-hour hockey puck. So this is the guy to root for tonight around the NHL. And, you know, Carlo, at the start of the show, we're sitting there, we're just kind of like, I just said, you know, for what this guy's been through this year and how close he is to the league, just give him a game. Who cares what the score is?
Yeah. And you're so right, Pete. Like, you talk about all the negative things that have been surrounded by the Sabres. You need to find inspirational stories like this within your team to sort of, you know, bring sort of a positive approach to the game. Let guys play inspired, because you gotta think that, you know, the teammates right now are looking at this situation saying, we got to go win. Oh, we got not much to play for. Let's go play for this, because at least that could be something that we could celebrate this year.
I agree.
The small things right now, gentlemen. Right? And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a small thing, but this is life-changing for this young man. Petey and I were talking about it. We have four games left, and we were crossing our fingers that the Sabres would do right by this young man with all that he's been through. And I'm so happy for this Michael Hauser right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, if this does not galvanize a team, and it's a young Sabres team, we got a lot of young players, but I hope that they're just absolutely jacked up tonight to play in front of this guy. This is awesome news.
And this is what you want to expect from your GM and your coach. You know, I'm not sure. They have, what, 5-6 games left in the season?
Four games,
even better. Find things within your organization that could be inspirational for your players so that you have something meaningful to play for down the stretch. Because clearly you're looking towards next year, but, you know, you got to reward your players somewhat for going through a difficult year, for having some motivation to finish off the year on a good note, because this team, again, has a lot of decisions to make next year. Who's going to be the coaching staff? What players are going to come back?
You want to find
something within these players that can create a spark within this group.
You know, it's funny, and I always have a flair for the dramatics. Trust me, I love it. But I think what's amazing about this is that on any other year, in any other year, Cole Hauser at this point in his career, and this is not a knock on him, this is reality, and that's why what makes it such an amazing story. He wouldn't be this close to the NHL.
No chance.
And what an opportunity for him. I mean, what an unbelievable opportunity. So
I'm glad you shared that with me, man. That's awesome. I'll definitely be tuning in tonight to watch.
Same, you know, because I was just saying to Craig, I said, I can't wait for the season to be over. I can't wait for this season to be over. It's just been infested with negativity, infested with injuries. It's just been chaos. And this actually gives me a purpose to want to watch, because I'm going to tell you, the last 10 games, you're fighting for storylines. We come on this show, you have 2 hours, and how are you going to fill, how could you really fill 20 minutes, really, without regurgitating the same stuff over and over again? You know,
Carlo, where do you think the Sabres are going to go? Where do you think they've got some decisions that they have to make? You know, one's on Sam Reinhardt. You know, he's got one more year of restricted free agency, but then he's an unrestricted. You know, it'd be interesting to see what they do. If you're looking to re-sign him, he's going to want a lot of money.
Yeah. He should demand it. I mean, this is a guy that's signed two bridge deals, right? And has basically said the organization should go out and prove it. And he has. And he deserves to get paid because he's been the lone bright spot of this team this year. But there's also
the scenario of his stock has never been higher.
Very true. Very true. But you would only know as an organization, because you've watched him grow within your organization, what the ceiling or the potential could continue to be with Sam Reinhardt. And if, you know, obviously, you know that he's one of Jack Eichel's really good friends. Do you want to find another reason not to make Jack Eichel happy? I don't think so. I mean, even though there was this whole narrative around the Sabres this year that they have to blow it up. And I said, you know, just be careful what you wish for, because you've let good players go that have had successes in other teams. I mean, do I really need to say the name Ryan O'Reilly? Right? No. I mean, Zach Bogosian was another good example.
You didn't have to do that, but you did. Thanks. I appreciate it.
We all knew what you were saying, Carlo.
Okay.
Carlo,
so
just drop another bomb on us. Thanks.
The Sabres have good players on their team. They just need somebody with the right message to help these players buy into what is going to be something successful they believe in. And I think that's the most important thing this offseason, is regardless of what players you have, they have to find the right coach, because it's been too many, you know, there's been too many revolving chairs there. And, you know, you look at a guy like Rasmus Ristolainen, who I think is a hell of a player, but how many coaches has he been through? Jack Eichel, just, you know, another great example. He's only been there for a short term. How many coaches has he been through? You need consistency. If you want success, you need consistency. So I think regardless of what players come and go this summer, they have to hit the home run on the coach this year.
And you don't, do you feel like it may not be Don Granato?
I really like the job that Don Granato has done, but I think you should still allow yourself to go through the process.
Right.
Because if there's somebody else out there that might bring something different that has had success as well, then yes. But I think Don Granato definitely should be a strong candidate for it, because the team has clearly bought into whatever his message has been. They've played a better brand. They've played a tougher brand of hockey. You see guys fighting up for each other. I've watched that Boston series. You got guys fighting for each other. That's what you want from a team. That's what you want your coach.
Well, we found our toughness. We found our toughness. And Rasmus Dahlin. Yeah. He seems to be the only one out there that wants to actually do something.
Well, no, Tokarski came out to help him.
Yeah. There you go.
And I wouldn't be too worried about going to add an impact piece, because you tried that this offseason. You brought in an impact piece like Taylor Hall. It's about finding the right fit, the right person. And sometimes that just may be adding an older guy that just helps guys get it. A role player. Because you've got some good young players. I've watched some of these young players come up, like Asplund and Ruustalainen. Like, these guys can find ways to be good contributors on the third and fourth line.
I think they need to find players that are not.
I thought he was done there too, Carlo.
Okay. I think they need to find players that are not over the hill, that still have game, that are older, that have been through a lot, and that are going to keep everybody accountable. And when I say everybody, I'm not just talking Casey Mittelstadt and Dylan Cousins and all these young bucks. I'm talking Jack Eichel. I'm talking Sam Reinhart. There's a way of doing things, battling through your ups and downs. And I think that they need help. Those guys need help. Those are the leaders of our team right now. And I think those guys need just a calming influence for those guys.
You tell me how we're going to get Ryan Getzlaff here, and I'll be on board with that. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. So Carlo, let me just throw this at you quickly, because we don't have a ton more time. I know you have to get going. So you're not in the, because there are people out there with different feelings, right? So you're not in the trade Jack Eichel this offseason camp.
No. Because this was an unfair year for Jack Eichel. I mean, clearly health was an issue and a concern for him. But it's very close. If next year they don't put together something competitive, I would not be surprised if Jack Eichel moves on. But I would not trade Jack Eichel, because he's an important piece to this team's future.
Josh Anderson on potentially playing the number one seed Leafs tonight. The only reason they're in first place is because they beat us so many times, basically not saying they're that good, Carlo.
Listen, I've since I left the Maple Leafs in 2007, I've never seen them ice this type of roster that is so balanced and so deep. They can write, and even just with their identity, with the players that they've added, they can play a lot of ways and be comfortable. And that's the one thing that I've noticed consistently about this team, is they don't get uncomfortable in uncomfortable games.
Maybe some physicality has something to do with that.
Maybe.
And I mean, Tampa Bay did it, and they went and won, and Toronto has now done it, and we'll see what happens with them.
But you know, we talk about copycat league. I mean, when you see a team win the way Tampa did and the transformation they made in one offseason, you got to think that, you know, maybe adding the right pieces, having more, I love using this term, role defined players, because you can have as much skill as you want. If guys don't understand the role that they're supposed to play, you don't win.
I think
Greg gets it, see?
So this is what we're going to post on Twitter today. You saying role-defined players and Craig dropping his pen, falling back. I've never heard it described that way. We talk about role players, and everyone's like, you guys want role-playing goons. I know. No, you're very, very right, Carlo. And it's been great having you on. We should do this again more often. Love the Raptors hat.
Thanks, buddy. Too bad it hasn't been so much of a love season for the Raptors, but
they got their one championship. That's all they need. That's all they need forever.
I agree.
Get right into the sunset now.
Big Bills fan too.
Forever.
For those of you who don't know, Carlo's a big Bills fan. He's got the Bills. What do you think of their drafting the other day? Did you like what they did?
I love the guy they took in the first round, Rosso. I haven't really got a chance to dissect their next couple of rounds, but I'll tell you this. We had former GM Tampa Bay Buccaneers on our show, Mark Dominic. He's our GM every Monday. And he said one of the best guys in the league to evaluate talent is Brandon Bean.
He said, you almost said Billy Bean.
I almost said Billy Bean. He's a guy that has made his mark in the NFL drafting guys from the third to the seventh round. I think that the percentage of guys that he's drafted in that round is like 65%, highest in the league. So you got to feel pretty good about the rest of the Bills draft.
They went big. They got some big boys. Big boys.
They need to chase down Mahomes, and I think they'll find a way.
They got some big guys. Carlo, thanks for your time. We'll do this again soon. You've been great. And tune in tonight. Michael Hauser making his first NHL start. Great story. Instigators back shortly after the break. 7 o'clock puck drop tonight. 6:30 pregame show on MSG with Martin and Duffer. And 6 o'clock on WGR 550 with Chopin the Bulldog. More to come. Craig Andrew, Instigators. We'll be right back.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. I know this season has been very hard for Sabre fans. There's no question. It's been hard for us. It's been hard for the team, management, owners, fans, families. Ralph Kruger, it's been hard for a lot of people. So if you're looking for a reason to turn the TV on tonight and watch the game, there's a phenomenal story. Michael Hauser is going to make his first NHL start, and it's not the same as Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen making his first NHL start. Okay. It's very different. Maybe more monumental, so to speak, because I think we will see Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in the NHL again. Knee injury, leg injury, whatever his injury was, or even if he didn't start this year.
Yep.
Michael Houser may never be back in this territory ever again. And that's what makes this so interesting. Craig, before you chime in here, and I really want to hear your thoughts, I just want everyone to know, Houser was an OHL star with the London Knights. And growing up, he was born with bilateral club feet and had 14 surgeries before the age of two. And doctors were concerned he'd be unable to walk, let alone stop hockey pucks. So that's another thing that makes this story so much better, is that he's you know, wasn't necessarily supposed to be here.
Well, how about we start with this? I felt I had a connection with this young man. I didn't know what it was.
When was this connection? Pardon?
When you told me that he was playing tonight, I just had that chill go through my body. And I went to his DB page. And what is the very first thing you do when you go to Hockey DB or anything? What's the first thing that you do?
Type in a name.
Okay, so you type in his name. You get to his Hockey DB page or his page. What's the first thing you do? Do you go directly to the stats? What's the first thing you do?
No, I look at height, weight, where he's from, drafted, all that stuff.
Okay.
Then where he played.
The exact same thing. I look at where he was born. I look at how old he is, his birthday, and I just keep going down. Well, do you know that Michael Houser and I are born on the same day? September 13th. September 13th, he's born 1992, which is 18 years, you know, after me. But listen, solid connection with the big guy. I'm hoping that he plays really well. Listen, you said that he played for the London Knights, went to a Memorial Cup there. You know, played the majority of his time in the East Coast Hockey League. Okay. I have been there before myself, and I can say that it was probably one of the most enjoyable years I've ever had in the game of hockey. At the same time, it wasn't an easy league to play in. I can't believe that this young man's going to get this opportunity. I'm so thankful that the Sabres are going to give him this opportunity. I'm going to tell you right now, these guys, I think, understand what this is all about and this opportunity that's going to be given to this young man. And I just, I think this team's going to be ready. And believe me, they better be ready, because they're playing an animal. In how the Islanders play this game. They are a very structured animal that if you do not play to the best of your abilities, they are going to pick you apart and tear you apart. And so I hope the guys are ready to play in front of their tender tonight.
Well, he mentioned, I'm just trying to find the quote here. Jeff has been throwing in a bunch of info here in the rundown for us, but he basically said, I'm nervous. Hopefully I get a quick touch early in the game, and then I'll just, he said he's going to have to tell himself he's been here a million times before, just different players on the ice.
That's great.
You know, I mean, yeah, A2, I got it. Yeah. John Vogel, this isn't just a Cinderella story. Go ahead.
Fantastic. No, it, John Vogel tweet. This is fantastic.
Yeah. So, no, he just said, this isn't just a Cinderella story. This is a Cinderella's unknown cousin. Michael Houser hasn't played anywhere since March 7th. There's another tie. That's my billet son's birthday is March 7th. Look at this. There's so many ties here, Riv. I mean, and he was drafted by Montreal. I mean, he's going to win tonight. He hasn't played anywhere since since March 20th or March 7th, 2020. Since 2016-17, Houser has played just 29 minutes above the ECHL level, making two AHL appearances and stopping four or five. You know what? That's great. Those are facts, but those numbers don't matter. I don't even want to hear that crap. Cause then now you're like, now you're putting stuff in the mindset of people. Like, you're not to expect much. Like, why are we even putting this crap out there?
Yeah.
This, like, the guy's a goalie. He's a pro goalie, and he needs to fill in tonight. and that's all we're rooting for. I don't care about his stats and where he came from. It's like, yeah, it's like when someone asked Kevin Adams, can you tell me your coaching history? Not the time in the assistant. I think they wanted him to say, well, last year I was coaching, my kids' might team. Like they want some kind of crap out there for someone to grab onto to be like, oh, this should be interesting. Hauser's going to get lit up tonight. Like, mindset, ladies and gentlemen, mindset. That's why we were pro athletes. Instigators, we got to go to break. WGR 550 and MSG, 7 o'clock puck drop tonight, 6:30 pregame show on MSG, and 6 o'clock on WGR 550. We show up in the Bulldog. Final segment with Andrew and Craig coming up here. Stick around. Michael Hauser making his NHL debut. What an amazing story this is. So tune in tonight. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, Craig, are you a good driver or a bad driver?
I think I'm a really good driver.
Do you drive like your mom or your dad? My dad. Terrible driver. Okay. My mom is the only person in the world that I've ever really been able to fall asleep in a car while someone's driving. That's how comfortable I am with my mom. She's the only person that I will get, never had a ticket, never had an accident, never had nothing, right? The most, you know, those on the highway there in the 400, yes, and they had two chevrons, take two chevrons back. My mom would be four back. She'd start braking early. But I mean, it was always safe. I knew that if my mom was driving, go to sleep. Otherwise, I'm up. I'm like, hey, you see, there's a bird there. You see, there's a car there. You see, like, you know what I mean? The reason why I'm asking you this. Well, actually, my dad dropped my brother off one day at the golf course with his buddies and pulls, like, and all he hears is outside the golf course. And my brother told me, they turned to his buddy. He goes, that was my dad for sure. Right? Got a little fender bender. Being a bad driver is partially a genetic trait. How about that? Who would have known? If you're a bad driver, it comes from somewhere, mom or dad. Did you know that? Yeah.
All right.
I just read these facts.
I feel I'm a good driver. I feel that my parents were both good drivers. So.
Okay. Well, that's all I have for you. Michael Hauser will start tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So like I said to you before, if you're looking for a reason to watch the Sabres game tonight, you may not even like hockey. You may just like this show. And I know people have said that. They're like, I don't even like hockey, but I like listening to you guys on the show. And I said, that's great. So if you don't like hockey, watch tonight. It's a great story. And there's nothing I want more. There's nothing I want more than for the Sabres to
win
the game.
Win.
But more importantly, I want every player in that locker room just for one more game this year, sacrifice it all. Everything. Block your shots, take your stick in the face, finish your check, dive to get back that puck out. Get the puck back in check, deep on a one-on-two. Check. Don't try and toe drag and beat somebody to the net because you're not going to get there. Make the right plays. What are we going to say?
everything that you just said. That's exactly it. Put together one game, see where it takes you, and make a guy's, you know, career. This is it. He will be getting his jersey at the end of this game, and he will be able to say to, you know, wife, kids, family, friends, that he played in the NHL. And, you know, it's a great story. And listen, I mean, we're talking like this guy is a complete bag of crap, and that is not the case.
No, we're not.
This is a professional goaltender that has not played at an NHL level, or for the, even that matter, American League level. But listen, this is a guy that's very capable of playing, and I wish him all the success that I'm here tonight.
He's deserved this start with the year that he's had. The ECHL shutting down last year, getting, you know, he's been through the ringer this year, up, down, quarantine, all this stuff. He's earned this game, and I hope the team's ready to go. We'll be back tomorrow. Marty will join us to recap this game tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:30 pregame show, 6 on GR 550. We're back tomorrow. One Bills Live next.